and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd, a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. And our next scripture lesson comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 10 through 18. He was in the Word, and the Word came into being through him, yet the Word did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. We have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen the Father. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let us pray. Gracious God, as we begin a new year, we ask that your word would challenge us to be better servants this year. Challenge us and lead us so that we will be able to be the people of God that you have called us and know that we can be. Be with us and watch over us, O Lord, as we hope for better days, as we hope this year will bring hope to all. In your name we pray. Amen. Happy 2021, everyone. Or at least, let's hope that it's happy. Let's hope that it's better. It seems like every year we greet the new year and cast aside the old with a similar refrain of goodbye old, hello new. We're glad that the old year has passed and hope that the new one is better. What would our response have been if we knew what 2020 would have held when we said goodbye to 2019? We can only hope that this year is better than the past. The other day, I was speaking with a friend who was acting like a baseball fan. You know, that moment in a baseball game when there's a no-hitter going, when all of a sudden you realize it's the ninth inning, your starting pitcher's still in, and he hasn't given up a hit. He hasn't even walked a guy. And all of a sudden you start to put two and two together. It's filled with hope, but you can't give breath and speak of that hope for fear of jinxing it. That friend was very much in fear of jinxing this year, not willing to hope for the new until the old had gone, unless somehow 2020 became some sort of Groundhog Day type life for us. Today is our first Sunday of 2021. We've welcomed a new consistory, But on our church calendar, it's a different time because it's still Christmas. Believe it or not, we are still in Christmas. Now, Epiphany doesn't start until after my birthday. And the question is, what will the year bring? What will post-Epiphany, post-Lent, post-Easter bring for us as God's people? After the trauma which the last year has brought to us, no matter what side of the political spectrum we are sit on, we can say we've had trauma. The question is, where will we be? What will we be in the next year? Our congregation has lost many friends. We've lost loved ones. And so what is the year going to be? As we move forward into every new year, no matter what, there's this waiting and this questioning. The challenge is to be hopeful for the year that will be and yet cautious as you move forward. I always think of this time of year and remember an episode of MASH. There's Harry Morgan playing Colonel Potter dressed up as the either Father Time or the outgoing baby New Year. I've never figured that one out. And he's giving a toast. He's dressed with a sash that says 1950 on it. And his toast to the group is, here's to the new year. May it be a sight better than the last. Each year carries with it hope. Each year brings hope for new beginnings, new opportunities, new everything. But as we begin our journey of 2021, hope is something that has been fleeting for us. Hope has been something that we have sought to lean on, has been a crutch we have leaned on, and at times we felt like that crutch has broken. But there is something that is greater and hope that is more stalwart than hope for the things of this world. And that is the hope of God. You see, when we read John's gospel today, we find that we've jumped right into the middle of a assessment, a speaking of the litany of Christ's ministry. The chapter begins with, in the beginning was the Word, and it moves past John the Baptist to the time before Jesus, but we find that Jesus was before John. And it talks of what Jesus did for the world, how Jesus helped in the gloom of the world, how Christ came and brought hope. It wasn't all just gloom and doom when Christ came into the world. There were good things, but because of Christ, there was greater hope. There was greater opportunity to hope. Because in this child, when he came, was hope. Hope for God's people. Hope that would not disappoint. It's strange that a child is this symbol of hope. A child in a manger. All I ever remember when I was younger was not wanting to be a child. I hated when my mom referred to me as her baby or her little boy. Even now, when I call Barbara Small Fry, I get told very clearly, I'm not a small fry, I'm a big fry. There's this pushback about being a child. But Jesus comes as a child. He doesn't suddenly come down as a fully grown adult and begin his ministry. No, he starts in that vulnerable state. He starts coming to us in this one way. But the fact is, as we go forward into the new year, we can find comfort and hope in knowing that our God that we walk with, our God that we carries with us every step of our day, He has walked with us. He has seen the struggles of a child. He has seen and experienced the struggles of an adult. He has been attacked. He has been brutalized. He has seen the negative face of humanity. And yet, He knows what we go through. You see, when we go through bad things, when hardship comes, we have a Lord who has been there. We have a Lord who has walked that path. The fact of the matter is, God has been with us, has experienced with us. And that is the message of John. But John also says one more thing, that we are God's children. We are children of God. And that means something. It means that God is with us because God is our Father. God is walking beside us. No matter what the year brings, no matter how hard it is or how great it is, God is with us. Because the beauty of being a child of God comes in two hearts. There is the steadfastness and reliability of God. The fact that no matter what, God does not desert us. God is with us. Think of all the faithlessness of Israel, Judah, and the people of Israel, and even the church throughout the ages, and how God has still, in spite of us, stood beside us and walked with us. God, no matter what, goes with us. And the second part is that because God is ever faithful, never breaking faith with us, God has walked with us. God was with us through shutdowns, through stay-home orders. God has been with us. Through struggles and strains of the previous year, God has been with us. We don't have a God like the gods of Greece and Rome who treat humanity like doll, like my daughter treats her dolls. We have a God who loves us, who walks beside us, who cares for us no matter what. This is our God. See, one of the beautiful things about our faith is our God. The prophet Micah wonders, who is a God like you? And the fact is, there is no God like ours. There is no God who would love the world so much that He would send His Son to save the world from the power of sin and death, who would send His Son to the cross for all of us, who sent His Son to dwell in and among us, to feel hurt and pain with us. Sisters and brothers, as we stand here on the 3rd of January, we know very little of what 2021 will hold. It might hold great and wonderful things, or hard and difficult things, or both. We have little clue of how 2021 will be in December. but we do know certain things. That no matter how bad things get, God will be with us. God will walk with us and be beside us. We know that our brothers and sisters at Hurley Reformed Church will be with us. We know that our siblings of this children, this family of God, will be beside us no matter what. At the start of this year, we have hope. Hope not just in the new opportunities of a new year, but hope in God, hope in the steadfastness of our family of God. We will get through whatever mess 2021 brings, because we will do so with the help of our brothers and sisters and our help from God. But our task in the days to come is not easy, because we need to push back against hopelessness, push back against fear and anger, and push back with love and hope, because a new year is dawning. New opportunities to be the children of God are here for us, and we need to take that opportunity. Brothers and sisters, let us go forth in this year and serve our God. Amen.